Hey, this is Melanie Lockhart from DearDebt.com.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. This week, we are celebrating. I'm heading over to San Diego to be a part of FinCon. Couple Money was recently nominated for Best Family Finance Blog. Thank you so much to all of you who voted. To celebrate, I'm taking a break from the usual schedule, and I'll have interviews with some of the biggest and best names in personal finance. Today, I want to share a wonderful chat I had with personal finance author Melanie Lockhart from Dear Debt. Today, she shares how she climbed out of debt, gives a preview of her new book, and has tips on how you can dump debt. Hope you enjoy. I guess we should start off with the obvious. Why a Dear Debt letter? I mean, what led you to kind of go with that format? It's not your usual, here's my net worth update.
Yeah, I was blogging for about 6 months by the time I came up with this idea for the Dear Debt letters. And as a new blogger, I was really struggling with finding my voice. I think a lot of people, when they're just starting out with blogging or podcasting, we're sort of finding our place in the world, and I was anonymous at the time. I was deeply depressed. I was trying to figure out, you know, what I had to say in the blogging world. And, you know, I loved all of the financial advice I was getting about cutting back and side hustling and everything. But I really thought, you know, why am I so passionate about getting out of debt? Why am I so interested in, you know, this relationship, this thing? And I realize what I was really interested in that I felt like wasn't talked about were all the emotions related to debt. You know, I found all these wonderful sites about how to get out of debt, how to make more, how to create a budget, snowball, and avalanche. And there's wonderful sites, but not any of them were discussing what I felt to be true, that there's a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of frustration, depression, and anxiety that come along with debt. I wanted to create this safe space where people could write breakup letters, you know, these Dear John letters or these Dear Debt letters, writing breakup letters to debt, and take back some of their agency and their power and say, Dear Debt, it's over. I'm done with you. And it's been a really cathartic, creative process. And it's been a fun project to see other people write letters. You know, a lot of my debt-free journey is chronicled over the past 3 years through these letters, and you could see tons of different emotions come through.
You started off with, I think, $81,000 in student loans. Is that correct or about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the total amount I borrowed between undergraduate and my graduate degree.
And you were paying minimums like, you know, a lot of us, you mm-hmm. know, you're just making the bills, trying to take care of things. Was there a turning point? Did something inspire you to say, you know what? Enough is enough.
Yeah, you know, I paid the minimums on my student loans for the first 5 years, treated it like a bill, didn't really think anything much of it. And then I went to NYU and got my master's degree from a fancy private school and took on a bunch more debt. And I graduated in May 2011. And, you know, I had already been paying my student loans for 5 years. And I still had $68,000 left after that point. And I had already paid off, you know, $13,000 already. And I thought, really? I've been paying this for 5 years and I still have this much debt. And I had a hard time finding a job in New York when I graduated. This was May 2011, you know, on the heels of the recession. I have an arts degree, so not the most lucrative degree. And, you know, 6 months after graduation, I still hadn't lined up full-time work. I was doing these gigs. I was doing part-time work. But my student loan payments were coming due, and I realized that I could not afford to live in New York and pay my student loans. And that was a big wake-up call for me because I realized, you know, I had to make a tough decision. And I moved across the country to Portland, Oregon, to be with my partner. You know, we were doing long distance at that time, so it kind of made sense, and it was a good financial move for me. But it wasn't something that I wanted to do necessarily, and I felt like I had to defer my dreams because of my debt. And, you know, that was a big turning point for me because I realized giving up, you know, the life you thought you were going to have or the story you thought you were going to tell about your life. You know, I had to sort of put that away and do what was financially responsible.
Was this, I don't want to say crushing, but I mean, how did that feel when you realize, okay, I have to do this if I want to survive or, you know, take care of things?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. You know, I moved to Portland sort of feeling deflated. And it didn't help that I didn't like Portland compared to New York City. You know, New York City was, you know, my hot lover, and Portland, Oregon was the boring guy next door, you know, like, ah, so boring. So I just felt like I traded a fun, exciting life for this safe option that I had to really, you know, figure out. And it was tough.
It can be difficult, especially when you're doing something new. So what were your, I guess, initial steps?
You brought up an interesting point. I moved across the country to this new place. You know, of course I knew my boyfriend, but besides that, I didn't know a soul, didn't have a job lined up. I could only find temp work there, you know, at $10 to $12 an hour, and then ended up on food stamps because I was working part-time. So I started to, you know, make the least amount of money I ever made. I thought, oh man, this was not how I envisioned my life, you know, after getting a master's degree from NYU. And it was so tough to find a full-time job. And, you know, I definitely sunk into a depression where I just felt like I was worthless. And I felt like I got into all this debt and it was all my fault and what an idiot I was. You know, all of these emotions just consumed me, you know, they were exacerbated by not having a job. And I was hustling to make things work. But, you know, it was really tough. And then, you know, I didn't find a job in Portland for a year and a half. So during that year and a half, I realized I wasn't getting the opportunities I wanted with a full-time, quote, career. But this is when I got introduced to the side hustle. I realized I need to earn more. Making $10 to $12 an hour is not going to pay back these student loans. So I started side hustling. I started house cleaning, working as a brand ambassador, working as an event assistant. I helped someone move at the end of the month. I worked holiday parties. I did a bunch of different things that I found off of Craigslist and TaskRabbit. You know, whatever I could do to make extra money, because I was just determined to support myself and figure out something. And it was also helpful because at least the side hustles helped me stave off further depression, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But really that was the turning point, was, you know, I hit rock bottom with my finances and, you know, being underemployed on food stamps, deep in debt. And I started side hustling as a way to survive. And then that led to my blog. You know, I started my blog really at a pretty low point where I thought, how can I turn all of this negative energy around my debt into something positive? You know, I was sick and tired of just feeling depressed about my debt, feeling lonely, feeling overwhelmed. And I knew that I have this creative background. I have experience writing. I like storytelling. Maybe I can use this blog as a way to keep myself accountable in the debt payoff process. And by starting my blog, it completely changed my life and started a new side hustle down the line as a freelance writer, as a freelance editor, social media manager. I've done events for financial brands. I mean, so many different things have just popped up from this blog. So it's been quite an amazing experience.
Now you're reaching another audience. You have a new book release. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. It's so exciting.
So when you were putting together this book, what was your mindset? I mean, what's your goal for a reader that grabs this at the bookstore?
I really want to find myself in January 2013 when I first started my blog. You know, I want to find that person who is depressed and lonely and feel like they don't have a plan and feel like they don't know what to do. And I want them to pick up this book and feel like, wow, I am not alone. And I have a plan and I have a starting point, and they're is someone that has gotten out of debt that, you know, didn't make six figures and didn't have help and they did it on their own. You know, I really want to find those people and help those people that, you know, are feeling hopeless or feeling like they don't have a plan. You know, that's my ideal audience. Of course, anyone in debt can benefit from the book, but if I'm dreaming of my ideal reader, that's who I want to find, because I know that was me just a couple of years ago, and I wish I would have had a book like that to read.
Can you kind of give a preview, like how's the book laid out for someone maybe who's kind of curious and thinking of checking it out?
Yes. So the book is actually pretty unique. It's not your typical personal finance book. All the chapters interweave my personal story, as you know, I've given you a brief glimpse of here. And every chapter also has actionable advice. And then also each chapter ends with a Dear Debt letter. So it's a nice mix of personal story, actionable advice, and Dear Debt letters. So I think it's a really fun mix because you have a narrative that can compel you to read on, and you have the actionable advice that you can go back and say, oh, this is how I can earn more. You know, these are the student loan repayment options available to me. These are the, you know, loans you should pay off first. Here's how to negotiate. Here's how to be a frugal friend without being rude. And then you have the creative Dear Debt letters that really bookend all the chapters. And they're really fun. You know, I have a lot of my letters in there. I have some other authors as well. You know, we've had a lot of great contributors for Dear Debt letters over the years. And they're all shared in the book as well. And at the very end, I've included DIY worksheets for people to work through their debt and their money mindset and, you know, what they want to earn. So it can be really interactive as well.
I want to thank Melanie for coming on the podcast and sharing her story. If you're ready to kick your debt to the curve, please check out deardebt.com or pick up her book by the same name. Don't forget, Jason V. Tug's Road to Financial Wellness Tour is wrapping up in San Diego. If you haven't already, please RSVP to get your free ticket. Got to do a head count for the food. It's at the Sheraton San Diego Hotel and Marina this Wednesday. I'll have all the details on the event and how to sign up for your free ticket in the show notes. I'd love to say hi to you in person. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.